أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقل الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا. وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. الله تبارك وتعالى in verse 101 of Surah Al-Isra, which is the final verse of this surah, Allah mentions, say, وَقُلْ أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. All praise is for Allah who has not taken a child. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ, and has no partner in sovereignty. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِّنَ الذُّلِّ, and is not so weak that he requires an assistant, a help. وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا, and declare his greatness in abundance. In this final verse of Surah Al-Isra, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is instructing whole of mankind to praise Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala abundantly, praise his greatness. And how many times do we proclaim his greatness in the day? So many times. 5 daily prayers. How many times we say Allahu Akbar? How many times we say Allahu Akbar? What is Allahu Akbar? We are proclaiming that Allah is the greatest. We may be outside, a CEO of a big company. Someone may be prime minister, someone may be leader, whatever they are. But when we come in salah, we are saying Allahu Akbar. We are saying, oh Allah, I am nothing. And oh Allah, you are the greatest. I am nothing and you are the greatest. Allahu Akbar. The whole ta'lim of Quran is Allahu Akbar. The whole ta'lim of Quran is Allahu Akbar. That's why many places, Alhamdulillah, 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 praise be to Allah, praise be to Allah. And he has no child. Allah is completely Allahu Samad. Allahu Ghani. Beniyaz, totally independent. He doesn't need me, he doesn't need you, he doesn't need our ibadat, he doesn't need our worship. He doesn't even need us coming into Islam. We come into the fold of Islam, that is for our own benefit. We give in charity, that is for our own benefit. That's why if a person gives in charity and he reminds that individual or that person or that group of people or even that organization or even that masjid or even that institute, that remember I gave you this, you know, remind those people of the favors, all our sawab and reward goes down the drain. Allah mentions that in the Quran Kareem, لا تبتلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. La tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. Don't waste your amal by reminding people of the favors. Remember, I helped you out. Remember, I did this for you. Remember that for you. I done all that for you, and this is. Soon as we say that, all our sawab is gone. All our sawab. All that effort we made, day, night, all this. Oh, I did them for them. I'm not going to help them anymore. I did this for them. I did that for them. I'm not going to help them anymore. That means we did it for praise. We did it for appreciation. We did it for some authority. That is something else that people who work for us do khidmat. We appreciate the effort. That is different altogether. But we do it only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why I say, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Only for Allah. Meaning, I am nothing. A great scholar, our mashayikh, our akabir, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Ganguhi, rahmatullah alayhi, he was a giant, a legend in the field of fiqh, hadith. He would teach the whole siyasita all by himself. Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, amazing. He would regard it, it has been mentioned that if the fiqh Hanfi was to be wiped out, he had so much knowledge of fiqh Hanfi, he'll be able to revive the fiqh Hanfi again. That is how much ilm and knowledge Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ganguhi had. Amazing scholar, legend. But at the same time, despite having so much ilm and knowledge, it has been mentioned on the other hand, he was so humble. He was so humble. And many great scholars would go to his gathering just to attain that humbleness. You know, we do, I mentioned this incident many times, you know, we do wazifa, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, and we do that wazifa as well. But one wazifa and wazifa used to always do, alone in one corner, and used to say, I am nothing, I am nothing, I am nothing, I am nothing. I am nothing, I am nothing. Ajib. I am nothing. And in them days when the mashayikh and the scholars were graduated, they wouldn't just go out in the field and doing khidmat. No, no, no. They used to go for rigorous training for 1, 2, 3 years in a big sheikh. And that rigorous training was not just for ilm and knowledge, but you take the ego out, to take the takabbur out, to take the arrogance out. Because the ilm itself is very high. Whatever knowledge. So if it's high naturally, when a person has that ilm, it will make a person feel that I am something, I've got that bit of knowledge, it's going to be natural. So our mashayikh and scholars, immediately after graduating, they go into the company of some great sheikh and great scholar, bring by, you are the one, I am ready to give myself to you. And then they'll make them clean the toilets. They'll wash everything, they'll be doing all rigorous things to take all that takabbur and arrogance out. No matter how knowledgeable you were. He went, he was given into the khidmat of Hazrat Maulana, not Maulana, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahimullah. For 1 year, Maulana Ganguhi stayed in his khidmat, in his service. Allahu Akbar. I mentioned this incident before as well. Amazing. And 1 year of rigorous, Allahu Akbar. Everything was out. One day there was a big dawat, and all big scholars, Haji Imdala invited, and all on the dastakhan, and all nice, beautiful delicacies of food in front of everyone. When he came to give it to Maulana Rashid Ganguhi, he only had dal roti. And he only dal roti in front of him, the rest had biryani and lamb chops and you name it, and dal roti right in front of him. So one great scholar asked Haji Imdala, why have you given Maulana Rashid only dal roti? And the rest got, you know, lavish food, amazing food. You know what reply he gave? This is after 1 year of rigorous thinking. He should be lucky I've told him to come and sit on my dastakhan. He's not even worthy of the food here. I could give him the food right on the doorstep. Who is he? In front of everyone. When he made this statement, he was now observing Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ganguhi's response. Does he get all red? Does he pull up? I'm leaving. What is it? I've been disgraced, humiliated. He had no effect on him at all. He was just sitting and just reading, no eating, nothing, no impact at all. Ajeeb o ghareeb. This is killing the ego. That's why they were so successful. They were so successful. They were very humble. Anyway, when this whole gathering was done, later on, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahimullah, he called Maulana Rashid Ganguhi into his room. I said, Maulana, how are you? And then he said to him, today you are ready. Today you are ready to go and do the khidmat of thee. Today you are ready to do the khidmat of thee. Ah, ajeeb o ghareeb. We become alim scholars. We get a bit of knowledge anywhere nowadays. A bit of knowledge from Google and think, that's it, I know everything now. Now I'm the sheikh of the time. I'm the mustahid of the time. I know everything. Allahu Akbar. That is more dangerous. That is more dangerous. That's so always be on the tariqah and the method of our mashaykh, how they've taught us, how to go through that 7, 8, 9 years of learning proper, not the quick fix. Not just go on the internet, stay in the company of mashaykh, and then after staying in their company to gain the islah and our self-rectification, and then you will see it have an amazing impact. It have an amazing impact. Amazing impact. May Allah give us a tawfiq. May Allah give us a tawfiq. So in this verse, final verse of Surah Al-Isra, Allah Ta'ala talks about that He has no partner. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ السَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Allah is one. He does not give birth to anyone, nor anyone give birth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anybody? And there's no one like Allah. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. This whole Surah Ikhlas is also about Tawheed. And Allah loves this Surah. Allah loves this surah. That's why a person who recites Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, he gets the sawab and ajr of 1/3 of the Quran Kareem. Recite it 3 times, you get the sawab of the whole of the Quran. Sawab of the whole of the Quran. Why? It talks about the oneness of Allah, the wahdaniyat, the main aqeedah. And there was one sahabi, when he has so much love for Qul Huwallahu Ahad, every namaz he just said Qul Huwallahu Ahad. He's leading the prayers, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. First rakat, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Second rakat, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. The shikait, where the complaint goes, the complaint went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So complaint went at that time of about the imams as well. You know, nothing new. Ya Rasulullah, Qul Huwallahu Ahad every rakat. Prophet called him, oh my sahabi, Qul Huwallahu Ahad every rakat. What's the issue? He goes, Ya Rasulullah, I just love this surah. I just love this surah. That's all he said. Prophet said, carry on. Because he had that was Allah. We just do it by quickly, 2 minutes namaz. they love this surah. They had that. Because it talks about Allah's word. Amazing sahaba. Look at their sincerity. Look at their sincerity. This is what is required, sincerity, ikhlas. May Allah grant us that, inshallah. Allah. He requires no assistant at all. And Allah mentions here, وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا, and declare His greatness in abundance. So much baray of Allah should be mentioned. So much. Do the zikr of Allah so much. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Allah loves it. Allah loves being praised. So praise Allah as much as possible, then slowly in the heart we get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That individual you praise every day, in the night, in the morning, you get the love of that person. The love of Allah by constant zikr. That's why Allah mentions, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullah zikran kaseera. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullah zikran kaseera. Or those who believe, remember Allah abundantly. There's no ibadat in the Quran Kareem mentioned to be so much except for zikr. Because zikr is such an ibadat that can be done in wudu, without wudu, sitting down, lying down, wherever you are, walking, where zikr can be done. And you're always praying, even in the shop, you're going walking, you can do the zikr of Allah. So many people do so much zikr. Wherever they go, they do the zikr of Allah, zikrullah. Slowly gets the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once you get the love of Allah, then every command of Allah, it becomes easy to follow. Because you got the love of Allah. You're doing it not because as a burden, not because you have to, but you're doing it now because you want to. Because you got that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Month of Ramadan coming, this is the whole reason. So you got the love of Allah. Connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Alhamdulillah. Tonight is the night of the 15th of Shaban. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from time to time, grants us an opportunity to gain so much from these blessed nights. We are weak. So Allah has granted these special nights for us as well. So we, all that susti and that laziness throughout the whole year, time to time, every couple of months, one special night where we spend in the path of Allah, we spend in the night of Allah, in the house of Allah, or even in our own homes doing the ibadat of Allah, we get sawab so much for 80,000 years, some 90,000 years, for 80,000 months, all that sawab just in one night. Amazing. And one of those nights is the night of the 15th of Shaban. It's called Bara'ah. Bara'ah actually means that the judgment is going to be passed on this day, who will be saved from the fire of hell. Judgment will be passed on this night, who will be saved from the fire of hell. Is it going to be me? Is it going to be you? Is it going to be my father? Is it going to be my children? Is it going to be my uncles, my aunties, my neighbors? Who is it going to be? And then, ha. Who's going to be saved? One great scholar friend of mine used to always say that we sit on the dastakhan with our family members, our brothers, our sisters, our children. In Jannah, are we going to be on the same dastakhan? Are we all going to be there or not? Are we all going to be there or not? Only Allah Ta'ala knows. Anybody? But we have to make that fikr. We have to make that concern. Okay. So this special night is the night where we turn towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in repentance, in tawbah, in seeking forgiveness. And tawbah and repent is accepted with three conditions. When we do tawbah, three conditions, our tawbah will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is that we stop that sin. Immediately we try to stop that sin. Guna ko chhod do, foran. That is one. Number two, we are regretful of what we have done. We are ashamed of what we have done. Hum sharminda hai apne gunah par. Ye dusri condition, tawbah ke qubool hone ki. Ek to guna ko chhod do, foran. Dusra ye hai ke sharminda ho. Ke maine jo kiya Allah, main bahut sharminda ho. Be ashamed. And we should be ashamed because Allah is our Khalik, our Malik, our Razik, and we have been so disobedient to Him. That is zulm on our heart. That is being ungrateful. So be ashamed. Oh Allah, I'm so ashamed what I've done. If my parents were to know about my actions, if my family were to know about my actions, if my neighbors were to know about my actions, if my friends were to know about my actions, they'll not even want to sit with me. Oh Allah, you know everything. You know the thoughts that I have in my heart, in my mind. Wallahu ya'lamu ma fi sudur. Oh Allah, I am so ashamed of myself. Oh Allah, please forgive me. And then the third condition of our tawbah being accepted is that we have a firm intention never to commit that sin again. Firm intention. Pukhta irada, pukhta azm, ki main kabhi ye guna nahi karunga. Once a person has the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person slowly then, he has the love of the commands of Allah, and he slowly has now the hatred for guna and sin. Yani, aisa jab Allah ki mohabbat dil mein paida ho jati hai, to phir Allah ke ahkam ki mohabbat, Rasul ke tareeke ki mohabbat, aur gunaon se nafrat paida ho jati hai. Gunaon se nafrat. We have hatred towards guna. How can I do this? My Allah will be upset. If you love someone so much, you don't upset them, do you? We never upset them. But even their indication, even their silence, we can tell that they are upset. Anybody? This is we talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom we have to give an account of all our deeds and our actions. How can I upset my Lord, upset my Creator? So on this blessed night, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as soon as the night begins on the 15th night of Shaban, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala turns to His creation with special rahmat, special mercy and attention, and forgives every person who turns towards Him. Everyone. So don't ever think by, oh, 50 years I've been committing sins, I only got 5 years left of my life, Allah is not going to forgive me. I only got a couple years of my life, Allah is not going to forgive me. Nay, 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 nay. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not despair in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Indeed, Allah is going to forgive all our sins. Everything. Every single Allah forgive. Me and you don't forgive. And we don't forget. Allah is ready to forgive. Just raise our hands, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent. Allah will forgive all our sins in the beginning. New start. And for those who are getting older, first we are 25, 35, we are 50. How long we got left now? Prophet mentions the average age of my ummah bayna 60 wa 70, between 60 and 70. So how long now? By 53 years gone, 55 years gone, probably another 10 years more. After that, I've got to get weak anyway. So by this is the time for us, and for people to reach that, especially, though everyone should be now turned towards Allah even more. Ask for forgiveness. The latter years of our lives, we should do more istighfar. More istighfar. When Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Makkah, basically the mission was complete. The verse was revealed, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. When the help of Allah came, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُرُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. You see people coming to the fold of Islam and deen, army upon army, army upon army, army upon army. Allahu Akbar. 124,000 sahaba. Ajeeb o ghareeb. Then mission is complete, then the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not have a big party. You've done so much, now have party every night. Celebrate every night. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Allah. This is the command to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is completely free from all sin. Allah is saying, glorify you, Lord. Allah ki tasbih bayan kare, Allah ki paaki bayan kare, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ, and do istighfar. Do istighfar. So as we get on, more istighfar, more dua, more tawbah, more dhikr. Because who knows when Allah is going to call us. And all the good amals we have done, who knows if it's accepted or not? Who knows if it's accepted or not? So always ask for acceptance. Oh Allah, please accept what I have done. For me to accept your actions, or I accept your actions, it's not in my hands, not in your hands. Acceptance is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So always make dua. All the anbiya, whenever they carried out good deeds, great, they always ask for Allah for acceptance. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam build the Kaabatullah. What a great achievement. Immediately after building the Kaabatullah, what is their dua? Rabbana taqabbal minna. Oh Lord, please accept from us. Yalla qabool farmale. Innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. After every ibadat, make dua. Oh Allah, accept this from me. Accept this from me. After namaz, oh Allah, accept this namaz from me. After dua, we don't forget dua. Everyone's gone out of the window. So do we remember to make dua when you go at home? If you don't make dua here in the masjid, you don't make dua after namaz, so are you going to remember when you go home? We can't even remember in this environment, how are you going to remember at home? So make dua. So Allah is about ready to forgive all our sins. So don't ever think, bhai, if you got a mate, you got a friend, bhai, I'm done. No point me, I've lost it now. You know what I mean? No point for me. Sometimes people go to that stage where no point for me. No, no. Put a hand on your shoulder. Don't worry. Allah will forgive. Who am I to judge? Who are you to judge? Who are we to judge? Anyone? Who knows if my iman is going to be intact at the time of death, and that person who doesn't have iman, Allah may accept his iman. Anything can happen. So never, don't worry brother. Inshallah Allah will forgive. Make dua. Come. Let's do tawbah together. Don't make them feel low. Give them the encouragement. We all need encouragement these days. There's so much negativity out there. We're all discouraging everyone. Give them encouragement today, because people are lost. People are lost. You know how many people here? This is, or not even 1%, how many people outside? On this blessed night of the night of Shaban, at one time it was all full. It was all empty. We know everything now. The more knowledge we gain now, we say, I don't have to do this. It's not. Koi zaruri nahi hai. Just because not necessary, that doesn't mean you don't have to do it. Then slowly, slowly, that also goes out of our lives as well. Then it goes out of our homes as well. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala forgives all our sins. May Allah Tabarak grant us the tawfiq to turn towards Allah. But there are certain people, even on this blessed night, their du'as are not accepted. Allah does not forgive them. One is that person who commits shirk, associating partners with Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ. Allah forgives every sin despite shirk. Shirk is associating partners with Allah. Allah Ta'ala does not like that. Number two, that person who consumes alcohol. Allah does not forgive him. So many people drink nowadays, so many people. And they don't even regard it as guna, sin. Nowadays people think it's fashion. I'm someone big, drinking. Allahu Akbar. Anybody? May Allah protect us. It's an amal of shaitan, Allah mentioned. Rijsum min amal is shaitan. Ye gandagi hai shaitan ki amalo mein se hai. Is dirt and filth. It's the amal of shaitan. Fajtanibuh. Abstain from it. La'allakum tuflihun. So that you may become successful. Third person whose even dua is not accepted in this blessed night, they are not granted forgiveness, is that person who disobeys their parents. Allah. Disobeying their parents. After the rights of Allah in the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala talks about the rights of parents. Everywhere in the Quran Kareem. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Don't worship anyone but Allah and be good to your parents. In another verse of the Quran Kareem, Allah mentions, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. Be grateful to me and be grateful to your parents. Even if our parents or someone's parents are non-Muslims, even then Allah Ta'ala makes the mention here, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Treat them well in the dunya. Be polite to them. I see. If that is the state of parents who are non-Muslims, what would be the maqam status of parents who are Muslims? Don't say uff to them. Don't even shrug them. Don't even walk ahead of them. Open the door for them. Have that respect for them. Speak politely to them. Even if they are in the wrong and you are in the right, you don't have no right to shout at them or scream at them. Huh? Politely we explain to them. Okay. I have so much respect for you, my beloved father, but here, this is wrong. That's it. And parents should not be stubborn as well. If it's a mistake, then accept it. Because sometimes our stubbornness can cause a lot of problems after. That's a topic itself. But we should be very respectful to our parents. One Sahabi came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, my parents swear at me. Mere walidain mujhe gaali dete, mujhe kya karna chahiye? They swear at me, what should I do? Prophet ﷺ replied by saying, make dua for their guidance. He didn't say, swear at them back, give them a couple of punches, run out of their home, oof, huff and a puff, that's it, I'm going, I've had enough, I've got another house anyway. What did the Prophet ﷺ say? Make dua for their hidayah and guidance. Allah. So much importance has been given of respect of parents is because they are our means of existence. Allah says, our means of existence in this dunya. While they are alive, do their khidmat. Because when they leave this world, that mawqa is gone. When they go, the doors of tawbah and forgiveness sometimes are closed as well. It is their duas that keeps us going. As those whose parents have left this world, difficult. All we can do now is make dua for them regularly, do good deeds, khidmat of deen, that becomes sadqa jariya for them. Because those parents are leave behind waladun salih yad'u lahu, pious children who make dua for them. That is it. Allahu Akbar. So have respect for our parents at all times. Even if you're an alim, a scholar, may have knowledgeable, educated, no matter, professor, lawyer, whatever. Still your status is not higher than our parents, no matter what. Still not higher. Respect them. Adab is very important. Soon as you enter the house, salam, wa alaikum salam, how are you, my beloved mother? How are you, mother? Can I do your khidmat? You know, bring some water for them. Even if they don't need, can I bring you some water? Just by asking, you're getting the duas. Nowadays a child was to ask my parent, by dua, you want some water, dad? Huh, what's going on? Whole world's changed. But some always shrug their shoulders, shrug their thing, Allahu Akbar. If we do in that home where children are disrespecting their parents, whether the boys or girls, they are calling upon themselves the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Simple as that. And that home where there's respect and adab for one another, they're attracting the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna rahmatullahi qareebun min al-muhsinin. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mother passed away when he was only 6. But obviously he didn't get to see his mother. But he would go by the grave of his beloved mother. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, going to the grave of Hazrat Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And it is mentioned in the hadith the actual way, he would actually stand, sit right by the grave like this, and he would be just crying and crying and crying and crying. He never even hardly got to see his mother. It's only at the age of 6, mother passed away. We have our mothers at home. Allahu Akbar. Paradise is beneath the mother's feet. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The qurbani of the mothers, the sacrifice of our mothers, ajeebu ghareeb. Make sure we don't hurt them. No matter how much knowledge we have, we don't upset them at all. Otherwise, whatever we have, it'll be nothing. Gain the du'as. Gain the du'as. Do the khidmat as much as we can. And one other person whose du'as are not forgiven is that person who has severe family ties. یعنی اپنے رشتہ داروں سے قطع تعلق کرتا ہے اس رات کو بھی اس کی مغفرت نہیں ہوتی. You know, people, we don't get on well with our families, our uncles, our aunts, whatever, we don't get on well. Our du'as are not accepted on this night. This is a night of seeking forgiveness from everyone. And if we find it difficult, our ego gets in the way, it doesn't matter. With that ego, we be the first to seek forgiveness by, we've not been talking, we've not been on right terms, I seek forgiveness on my part. On one hand, and I'll conclude on this, inshallah, we perform salah. Hum har roz namaz padhte hain. Namaz kyun padhte hain har roz? Taki jannat mil jaye, Allah razi ho jaye, hai na? We do tilawat of Quran, why? So we get jannah and Allah is happy. We go for umrah, why? So that Allah gets happy, we get jannah, right? And so many of us are doing this. So many for 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. Kitne saal se hum namaz padh rahe taki jannat mile. Kitne saal se we doing zikr so we get jannat. How many years go for umrah and hajj because we get jannat, right? How many do the khidmat of deen? We go out in the path of Allah so we get Jannah. We do khidmat everything. All that so we gain Jannah. But on the other hand, Prophet mentions, لا يدخل الجنة قاطع لا يدخل الجنة قطات. جو رشتہ داری توڑتا ہے وہ جنت میں داخل نہیں ہوگا. So on one hand, we're doing all the deeds to enter Jannah, but then on one hand, we're breaking ties with our family members. And we think it's fine. No, it's not fine. Prophet mentioned the hadith, وَسَلَ وَسَلَهُ اللَّهُ مَنْ قَطَعَ قَطَعَهُ اللَّهُ. He who joins ties, Allah joins with them. And he who breaks ties, Allah breaks ties with them. Allah Ta'ala chooses our father and mother for us. Allah chooses our uncles and aunties for us. Allah chooses our family for us. It's from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And once there's good family, strong unit, then there's good society and good social unit as well. When that family breaks up, then everything breaks up. We're living in a time where individualism, me, myself, and I, only me, nothing, no one else. I can live alone. No, you don't know. At the moment when you're in your prime, yes, as you get older and you get weak, some illness comes, and who's going to look after me and you? If there's a strong family, you know, there's always going to be someone going to be there to look after each other. This is the ta'lim. Khair. This blessed night, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us all forgiveness, inshallah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us all hayatan tayyibah, a pure life, a life of unity, muhabbat, loyalty. First of all, loyalty to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the most important thing. And then loyalty to our parents, our family members. And let's get rid of that grudge and hatred that we have for one another from in our hearts. Anybody, once that is out, Allah's barakat comes. That community where there's muhabbat and love, Allah's rahmat and barakat descends. And that community where there's disunity, no rahmat and barakat. One of the big reasons why, you know, sometimes what happens, we break, for small petty reasons, we get upset and naraz. Sometimes a person has to think, why should I say this, we'll probably get upset again. Why for small reasons, why are we getting upset for? Look what's going on in the dunya at the moment. And here we are crying over small things and getting upset over small things and don't want to talk to one another because of small things. Very petty. And sometimes this childish attitude just doesn't go out. How should we do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can Allah get me a bigger heart that I can open up and ready to forgive and forget? Anyway, this night is a blessed night. May do a lot of ibadat. A lot of ibadat and worship. Nafil salah, ibadat, tilawat, zikr, and getting ready for the month of Ramadan.
May Allah give us a tawfiq. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. Tabarakta ya jalal wa ikram. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Allahumma la mani ma atayt wa la mu'ti lima manahta wa la yanfa'u dhal jaddi minka aljadd. Oh Allah, please forgive our sins. Oh Allah, forgive our minor sins, forgive our major sins. Oh Allah, keep us steadfast upon iman. Oh Allah, when we depart from this world, we depart with iman. Oh Allah, grant us goodness in this world and goodness in the hereafter. Oh Allah. Oh Allah, all those who are ill, grant them shifa kamila ajila mustafirna Allah. Oh Allah, our parents and family members who have left this world, O Allah, grant them Jannat of Firdaus. Grant them Jannat of Firdaus. Grant them Jannat of Firdaus. O Allah, grant them great status in the hereafter, O Allah. Grant them the intercession of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Grant them noor in their graves, O Allah. O Allah, when we depart from this world, grant us entry into Jannah without reckoning, without hisab kitab, O Allah. O Allah, protect our masajid and madaris and makatib. O Allah, protect our iman and islam, O Allah. Protect the future of our generation, O Allah. O Allah, O Allah, grant us noor of Quran and Noor of Sunnah, O Allah. O Allah, grant us the Noor of Ilm and Amal of Ilm, O Allah. Grant us humbleness, O Allah. O Allah, protect us from takabbur and arrogance and riya, O Allah, and hasad and jealousy and grudges, O Allah. Grant us a tawfiq to forgive one another, O Allah. O Allah, grant us barakah in our homes, O Allah. O Allah, make our homes such that we attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah. O Allah, we seek refuge from Allah, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, protect us from all kinds of evil, O Allah. O Allah, accept our du'as. Rabbana تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمته. All the Alimta students, you can just sit here and engage in tilawat of Quran, inshallah.